Badgers at breakfast.
Just going at 7 minutes past 7. Now, how much exercise do you do? It's not a question I like being asked. 1 in 5 women do less than 30 minutes of exercise a week. It's an even bigger problem for Asian women who often face more barriers to exercise. In an effort to be more active, a group of Muslim women in Derby have been coming together for weekly classes, sometimes attracting as many as 300. I went along to the Pakistani Community Centre in Normanton to meet Shiraza Khorza, a participant and soccer size coach, and Helen Bitten, who's the programme lead at Community Action. I asked Shiraza about these classes and where the idea came from.
I think when I first started, I was just coming just so that I can come out of the house and do something for myself. And we kind of started encouraging other women to join in and just to be active as a whole. And I started playing games with them. And Nosheen, who's the peer support worker, she says, well, I'd like you to go on the training. And I was on board with it. I was so excited. I wanted to do this because the women were really happy and they wanted to join in as much as they can. So we found that the numbers just kept growing. We had different ladies coming in each week. And every time they kind of did one of our sessions, they wanted to come again and again and do some more sessions with us. So I thought it was brilliant. It just grew from there.
We discuss about the fact that there are barriers to exercise that Asian women face. Do you mind telling us about those?
It's different for lots of different people. So I think so for some women, it could just be something like the weather, or it could be transport. And I know some people, they might find that it's difficult to come out because within themselves, it might be just confidence. That's what it was for me. It was confidence. I think when I had my twins, I isolated myself and I didn't want to come out. I made excuses not to go out. I wouldn't see family and friends. And I saw that it was having a knock-on effect on my confidence, my self-esteem and my health. And I knew I had to do something, but I just couldn't get myself out there. I just wasn't confident enough. So then when I found out about the walk and talk groups in the park, I thought, I will go out, I will do this. But again, I was putting myself off. I was making excuses. I was kind of saying, I don't want to go with the twins. You know, I don't want to take them all out. What if this happens? And it was the what if questions that were really bringing me down. So when they started nursery, I thought, I will go. And in my head, I just said, I'm going to go for one day. And that is it. It's not going to hurt. Just one day. So I persuaded myself to go. And when I did go, I did meet Nosheen there. She talked to me about this program. And she said that we're going to take it back to Community One, so back to Pakistani Community Centre, and we were going to run it from here. So I thought, okay, if I didn't meet Nosheen there, I probably wouldn't have come. So it was great that I found a familiar face. I did come along here. And again, because I was so nervous, I hadn't come out of my isolation bubble. I didn't want to talk to anybody. But coming here, it made that change in me. I started just mingling around with other women. And I found that a lot of women were in that same situation. And I think that's what really kind of got to me. I thought, I didn't realise how many women were going through the same things. I thought it was only me. I thought it was me that was bringing myself down. But women actually made those excuses where they kind of thought, instead of spending time on yourself, doing something that you wanted to do, they would say, right, I've got to do the shopping, I have to look after the children, I have to do the housework. And all of these things kind of impacted on what they were doing and whether they can come. So that was something that stopped them. But as soon as they started coming and as soon as these sessions were starting, we were seeing that more women started coming. It was word of mouth, and they would encourage their other family members to come. So it was quite nice to see those numbers grow. And then you can see that change that you were making. And I thought it was brilliant that everything that we're doing is actually having an impact, not just on us, but on other women around us.
Why do you think that that's particularly important to bring women from the Asian community together? Because I'm listening to you there and I'm going, I'm a mum and I don't ever, you know, sort of put myself first, and I'll go, no, I can't, I've got to have the kids, I can't just go and do X, Y and Z. Why is it more important, do you think, for your communities to come together?
I think a lot of women, this is one of the reasons why they want to stay at home. They kind of feel like that is more important. Instead of looking after yourself, instead of doing something for yourself, it's more important being out there for others, looking after your family. Do you know, so they kind of put that as their top priority. But what I had realized was that if I'm not looking after myself, then I'm not giving back to my family. I'm not there for my children as much as they need me. So I have to take care of myself in order for me to look after them.
Helen, what's your role here?
Hi, I'm the programme lead for D23 Active Actor Through Football programme. We received some funding about 3.5 years ago from Sport England and the Football Foundation to enable people to be more active in a place, and the place we chose was Normanton Arboretum, hence we changed the name to DE23 Active. Originally it is actually for all participants, male and female, all ages. It's 16 plus, but we do have some younger ones, and with some of our women are in their 80s. We thought maybe ladies wouldn't be that interested, but at the start we had a bit of a sort of consultation session. This is going back probably 3 years ago, I think Shiraza was at that first one, and there were so many ladies who said, we want to do this, we want to do that. And football was mentioned at the time for sure. Swimming came up a lot, walk and talk, yoga, and we started, and the ladies came. And what we're looking at now is people like Shiraza and others who are embracing it and actually being trained to deliver. And that's really what it's all about. It's about sustaining it, but giving people opportunity. There were so many barriers, and I think what we've created is a safe space, whether it's in the Pakistan Community Centre or I've just been at a session at Normanton Library. If it's a D23 active session, it's like a safe space. And I think breaking down these barriers, giving people the opportunity and themselves realising the benefits of being physically and socially active. So it's amazing, and I'm so passionate about it.
That was Shiraza there, and I was down at, and Helen Bitton, and you'll hear more from them after 8 o'clock this morning. BBC Radio Derby. So, question is, how much do you exercise? 1 in 5 women do less than 30 minutes of exercise a week. And it's an even bigger problem for Asian ladies, who often face more barriers to exercise. In an effort to be more active, a group of Muslim women in Derby have been coming together for weekly classes, sometimes attracting as many as 300 people. I went along to the Pakistani Community Centre in Normanton to meet Shiraza Khosa, a participant and soccer size coach, and Helen Bitton, who's the programme leader at the Community Action. Shiraza told me more about the sessions.
I've always been interested in doing something physical, so I've always loved to walk. So when this came about, we did a training, stepping over the sidelines, and I really enjoyed it. And from there, when another training was introduced, it was on EE Playmaker, I decided to do that training as well, and I had a lot of support. I had Laura coming in to help me out. So now that I've done the training, I think I've become a soccer size coach.
Which is amazing. Would you ever have expected that not only were you coming out and getting physically fit after having your twins, that you're actually doing soccer?
No, I never did. It's just such a it's a roller coaster. So it was just doing one thing, and I was focusing on just one thing. It was just my confidence. And I didn't know that it was going to open so many doors and I was going to do so many things. So I was amazed at coming here and the amount of things that I did. And not only did it help myself, but it helped other ladies. So I think that's amazing.
We need to talk about the barriers that is faced, or, you know, the big problem for Asian women who often face more barriers to exercise. What are they?
I think a lot of the barriers, it could be something to do with transport. If they can't drive, they need somebody to drop them off, or maybe the weather. It could just be things like money financially if they can't afford it, or they might not even want to come on their own. It might be that they want to come with a group of people and they're just not getting that group together. So it could be things like that. It might be confidence, it might be self-esteem. These are the things that kind of isolate women, not going out, making those other thoughts about doing housework, making sure the children are all dressed, gone to school. I think those are the things that they think is more important than spending time on themselves.
Have you had much support from home as well as within the classes themselves?
Yeah, I think my parents, they are lovely. They are brilliant because they really supported me in no matter what I've done. They've been brilliant. And then when I spoke to my husband about it, he says, "Are you sure you're going to do soccer size?" So I says, "Yes, yes, I would love to do this." And he says, "Okay, you know, let's see how it goes." I mean, he is just supportive. My children love it. I spend so much time playing games with them that I have played with other ladies, and I get a lot of ideas from my children as well. And I'll say to them, "I'll be doing this with the ladies," and they're so excited that I'll be playing these games, and that I'm actually teaching other women. So my husband, seeing me on the news, he was really excited. He says, "Oh, I'm going to tell everybody in my family." So he's really on board. I think they're really good, very supportive. If it wasn't for my family around me, if it wasn't for those friends, I don't think I'd be able to do this. I don't think I would have come out of that bubble where I was like isolated and I was like, "I'm not doing this at all." Because I did. I actually argued with myself going, "You shouldn't be doing this. Why are you doing this?" You know, really questioning myself. And then it had to be that penny dropping moment where I thought, "No, I need to do this. You know, I have to do it, not just for myself, but for my children and for my family." So I thought, yes, this is something where I need to be, I just need to be. So, yeah.
They can't be okay if you're not okay, can they?
Definitely, yeah. That was something that I kept thinking. And I thought, well, it needs to be, if I'm okay, then I can give more to them and then they will be okay.
Helen, listening to that must be like music to your ears, really, because this was the intention.
Definitely. And, you know, Shiraza and other ladies and some of our men's group, they are sort of the trailblazers, if you like, because it hasn't always been easy. I think we've challenged some systems, you know, trying to get venues that are inclusive. And we've worked with some of our venues and done some sort of cultural competency training. And actually, I think we've opened up other opportunities. So in terms of breaking down barriers, I think, you know, it's making sure places are welcoming and our participants feel safe to go there. And I think that is changing. You know, we've got... talking about competition, you know, some of the ladies at the beginning, "I'm not going to play football." I've played football and I'm not a footballer. I've played with some of these ladies and they are very competitive. But yeah, the stepping over the sidelines, we had Derby County women's head coach Sam came down and delivered that for us. And that sort of sparked it, you know, ignited a bit of a flame in Shiraza to start doing that. So yeah, it's just amazing. And, you know, you couldn't have sort of wished for more, and there are more coming. And so, yeah, big shout out to all of our volunteer leaders.
How can women get involved?
Well, we have social media. We've got DE23 active, Facebook and Instagram. Go on to Community Action Derby website, Community One website, and just see what sessions are available. Just get in touch.
More on this with Ian Skye after 10 o'clock this morning. BBC Radio Derby, 13 minutes past 8.
Feeling judged or unsafe, or even unwelcome, just some of the reasons that were given by British Muslim women about why they are less likely to exercise. Nationally, 46% say they are inactive. It's nearly double what you get in the general female population, according to Sport England. In one part of Derby, though, Muslim women are overcoming these barriers. They're organising and leading their own tailor-made exercise classes. And my colleague Natasha Turney has been looking into it all. Joins me now. Hi, Natasha.
Hello.
Where's this been happening then?
Well, it's not too far away. So I spent quite a few weeks actually at the Pakistani Community Centre in Normanton, meeting some of those women involved in the programme and really getting to know them and their experiences within the classes. But also outside of that safe space, what their relationship with exercise has been like and how that's changed then since the programme here started. And actually, many other women's stories have quite similar themes, as it's the same type of barriers that they're all up against.
I wouldn't go out, I was scared of going out. And I realised that it had a big impact on my mental health. I was going into depression, I wasn't talking to anybody, even if it was on the phone. So I realised I needed to get out and do something.
There's a place that I went to, and because I wore a hijab, that was an issue. So I'd get picked last. I wouldn't get called Selena. It would be, oh, the hijabi. Oh, okay, I'll take the hijabi. They didn't look at how good I was, and it did make me lose confidence. So I left everything altogether.
I've not been feeling well, and I've been lonely. I don't have a lot of friends. When I'm at home, I'm doing a lot of overthinking.
Since I've been wearing the niqab, which has been 8 years, I felt that my physical activity was limited because there was nowhere that specifically people who wear niqab or even for just Muslim ladies. Since then, I've started coming here because it's culturally specific in a female-led environment. It makes it more relaxing.
So, Natasha, how are they overcoming the barriers?
By having those specific classes tailor-made by women from the community, and it really helps become a supportive and judgment-free zone where they can go along, wear what they like, and really be themselves. So a lot of the women who go there don't have a lot of money because their primary role is taking care of the home and family, so the classes are free, and swimming is just a pound or two, and that removes a barrier. So some of them only speak Urdu, which can be another barrier. So having others on hand who also speak Urdu is really helpful. And they often get more confident at speaking English as well. Traditionally, men and women exercise separately within the Muslim faith. So at the centre, it's a female-only space. They don't have to worry about men walking in by accident. And modesty is important, so women can come here wearing their traditional dress. And because of this, the women told me that they feel better supported by their families, which can be another barrier. And we have spoken to some women who themselves or who know of others who go along without their families knowing as they aren't on board, like Habiba, which isn't her real name.
I'm lucky my son is supportive and backs me, but my husband says you don't need to do this. I make sure everything is done in the house so he can't complain when I'm not there.
But it is that sisterhood, that understanding and support that means that these women are feeling more confident in defying that cultural tradition. And that is showing up in the numbers. What started as just a handful of women in the Knit and Natter group walking around the room has now evolved into up to 300 women coming each week to do soccer size, Pilates, and even swimming, with some of the women training up to be coaches, like Tara Khan, who runs the swimming sessions there.
I was embarrassed, like, being judged, even like a smaller thing, walking in the park, generally what people might be thinking, you know, it's again about our culture and everything. And from a young age, we didn't really, no one encouraged us to do exercises or come swimming or do any kind of sport. I joined Indeed in 3 Actives to support my daughter, and she encouraged me to join in with the sessions like yoga, Pilates, and from there I started volunteering. Many of these women that attend our swimming sessions, it's first time they're coming into the pool, and women go home happily, and then they encourage other women to come in. So loads of other women come, they try it out, and they teach each other how to swim. So basically now we're starting to break our barriers.
So how did the program start?
Well, it was back in 2021, following the pandemic, a community engagement report was developed by the Active Through Football Derby Consortium, which included volunteer support organisations, Community Action Derby and Community One. And they found from the Office of National Statistics that it showed that the life expectancy in Normanton and Arboretum in inner city Derby was actually 10 years below that of some of the neighbouring wards. And in both of those communities, the latest census information shows that the largest ethnic group for the wards is Asian, with Islam the most widely practiced religion. And that report also highlighted that certain communities weren't as healthy as others. And they saw that a lack of exercise and poor diet played a big part in that. And this programme was born out of wanting to change that. Amjad Ashraf is the manager at Community One, and he told me removing barriers and empowering women was its key to its success.
Over the last 3 years, with the active engagement that we've been having and real active participation in the sessions, we've now got a cohort of women who have got the confidence and started to access women-only sessions. And that's a massive achievement for them because they see the real value and worth of physical activity. But very much so, that's only happened because the confidence that they've gained through coming through the doors here.
So Natasha, what's next?
Well, it is a 5-year funded project. They've had some funding from the FA with Community One and DE23 Active, who are really powering this. And they're now 3 years into that funding, but the worry is that the funding will not be renewed. And they need that to really be able to continue it longer term. They hope, though, with their continued success, that it will be rewarded with more funding long term, and that it may even be adopted elsewhere so other women can also be inspired. And because while it's not completely unique, women-only sessions are happening in other parts of the country too. But this one holds kind of healthy eating sessions and provide things like blood pressure checks. And it's having a huge impact on women's health. And you can see that in the women with their confidence in these communities in Derby.
Natasha, thank you very much. Natasha Turney.